Well, all communities are going to be economically impacted by the coronavirus. Arguably, businesses in downtown Seattle and South Lake Union will be hit the hardest. So what exactly is being done to help out and mitigate these economic issues? Well, let's ask Seattle City Council member, the one who represents District Number 7, Council Member Andrew Lewis. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Good to be here.
So big picture, obviously, the city of Seattle is engaged in some programs to help all businesses. What's being done specifically for the small businesses?
Right. So Mayor Durkin earlier this week laid out an executive order to be the first of what are going to be hopefully more future actions to help small businesses who are really suffering through this time. You know, a lot of businesses in my district have been closing. A lot of people are laying employees off because business has just fallen off a cliff due to the social distancing that's part of our public health response. So a couple of the things that are in the city's wheelhouse that we were able to move on immediately were deferring B&O tax payments. So if you're a small business in the city of Seattle, we are going to administratively defer payment of B&O taxes for the first and second quarters. So those taxes won't be due until October. And more is going to be coming out on that soon and exactly what that rule is going to look like. But that's the first thing that we're doing. We are providing relief on deferring utility payments. That's another thing the city has power and control over. So more is going to be coming in the next few days. The mayor has said that she's going to send legislation to the council by March 13th to lay out the specifics and what that utility relief is going to look like for small businesses. And we're going to get some federal small business loans, Small Business Administration loans. We don't have the details yet on what the interest rates and terms of those loans are going to be, but I'm encouraging constituents in my district to get ahead of the curve. If you're a small business owner that thinks you might be eligible for one of those loans, to send my office an email with that in the subject line. So as we get more information, we can let you know and we can help you navigate the process to seek that relief. In addition to those things, the city is putting together, or the mayor has put together, a small business recovery task force. It's going to be co-chaired by former Governor Locke and former city council member Bruce Harrell. Council member Morales and myself are going to be ex officio members of that task force. We're going to take a deeper dive into some of the more long-term things that we can do to build on those initial things that are right out of the gate in Mayor Durkin's executive order. I sent out an email to my district summarizing these things in more detail. I've posted that email on my website, which is seattle.gov/council/Lewis.
And we'll have a link up as well on our Twitter feed, just so people can get to it. If you're just joining us, by the way, we're talking with Councilmember Andrew Lewis. He represents District Number 7, which includes South Lake Union and downtown Seattle. Obviously, Amazon is having their workers telecommute, and Amazon, we think, at least certainly in the short term, they're going to be fine. But obviously, when you've got, you know, thousands of people who aren't going to their office, it impacts a whole bunch of other businesses, restaurants. Tom Douglas restaurants have all closed down for at least 8 weeks. Coffee shops are getting hit. Amazon has donated at least $5 million to the efforts to help out some of the local businesses. Do you think Amazon is being a good partner in all of this?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the response from Amazon so far has been great. You know, I mean, we're all in this together. This really is sort of a patriotic civic moment. So we definitely are going to need the support of all of our partners and, you know, nonprofit business and labor circles to come to the table with some ideas for relief for small businesses, relief for workers. And, you know, I do appreciate these initial efforts that Amazon has taken, and it's definitely helping a lot of the small businesses that they are the landlord for keep the lights on. So it's that's definitely appreciated.
Last question for you. What's, from a public health standpoint, what's your level of concern?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into that because I'm not a public health professional. I mean, I have been definitely working very closely with King County Public Health. I take their recommendations very seriously. It's constantly an evolving situation, as we've seen this week. You know, we've got a great public health department. You know, we've been ahead of the curve on this as a region because we have great public health officials in Seattle, King County. And, you know, I continue to get updates and briefings from them, and we continue to take the precautions they're recommending. So
there you go.
You know, I have confidence in their advice, and I think if we all come together, we can get through this.
District 7 Councilmember Andrew Lewis, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Let's find out what else is trending.